Good afternoon. Temperatures are pretty much at their highest levels today and now will begin to slide as an Arctic front continues to march across the region and out toward New England. The wind will only increase today out of the west, bringing in even colder air as we get deeper into the afternoon. Scattered snow showers, which were common earlier today, will become less numerous as drier air works its way in. The only exceptions will be immediately downwind of Lake Ontario, where some lake-effect snow showers and squalls will persist through the latter portion of the afternoon. Temperatures will slide through the teens and then continue to fall tonight under partly cloudy skies. With the wind dying out, temperatures will plummet down towards zero. In many cases where skies go clear and with light winds, readings will be well below zero by early tomorrow morning. Another Arctic front will approach during the day tomorrow. Out ahead of it, skies will be mostly cloudy, and temperatures will push back into the lower 20s with a south wind. Then, as the front passes through, we'll have a period of light snow, which will dust the ground in spots. And then it'll turn colder once again, with temperatures dropping back through the teens and down towards zero by Friday morning. The heart of the coldest of the Arctic air will be here on Friday. We'll have high pressure overhead to provide us with plenty of sunshine. It won't be as windy as recent days, but temperatures will barely get out of the teens and up toward 20 degrees. A front will head our way from the north on Saturday, producing lots of clouds and scattered snow showers through the day. Readings will be up into the upper 20s, so a bit of a rebound. That same front will be over top of us Sunday with scattered snow showers as we reach the middle 20s. A wave of low pressure from the lower Mississippi Valley will head our way along that same front. It'll bring a period of mainly light snow our way Monday into Tuesday, with highs staying in the middle 20s for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings have been issued for parts of central Minnesota for today and tonight. Very strong winds are expected today and will continue tonight as colder air moves in. Wind gusts between 35 and 50 miles per hour are expected across the area due to the very deep snowpack. Widespread blowing snow is expected, which could lead to drifts on roadways exceeding 3 feet in open locations. Meanwhile, a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of the Mid-Atlantic region, including Baltimore and Washington, D.C. A weak disturbance is passing through this region this morning, and 1 to 2 inches of snow will fall, which may have an effect on commuters and travelers through these locations. And Arctic air continues to spill into the northern tier of the country. Wind chill advisories are out from the Dakotas eastward across most of Minnesota and most of the Midwest, including Chicago. In these locations, wind chill values could be as low as 35 below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach, and Miami, all in Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Longville and Fauston in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy, snow showers in the lower 30s, Boston partly sunny and windy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 63 set in 1976, and the record low 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 5:41 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the teens. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy and cold today with snow showers, highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows near zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 below to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, a period of light snow in the afternoon, lower 20s. Sunny and cold Friday, teens to around 20. A chance of light snow showers Saturday in the upper 20s. More snow showers possible Sunday, mid-20s. And more snow possible on Monday and Tuesday with highs both days in the middle 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.